Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody. Wishing everybody health, wellness, and wholeness out there in the world, wherever you might be tuning in. So thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. Before I introduce you to today's guest, Rebecca, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, the people over at Markham Search LLC. Markham Search handles all professional recruiting needs, ranging from temporary and payrolling services to executive search and contingency staffing. So please do keep them in mind for any potential recruitment needs that you might have. Today we have joining us Rebecca Hulse. Rebecca is a speaker, consultant, and business coach who revels in shaking up the realities and limiting paradigms of her clients. She's the regional coordinator for the Asia Pacific region for Access Consciousness, an international company with reach into 174 countries. She is a certified Joy of Business facilitator. Having completed her first bucket list by age 20, Rebecca is the personification of her motto, "Impossible is temporary." She has experienced firsthand the power of opportunity and strives to constantly push the boundaries of what she is capable of, both personally and professionally. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rebecca.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, so this is such an interesting topic. As you and I were just talking offline, I'm a huge fan and proponent of Access Consciousness. We had Gary on the show a couple of years ago. Can you start off maybe by telling our listeners who might not have heard the interview with Gary or some of the other practitioners that we've had a little bit about what Access Consciousness is about and how it came to be one of your passions?
Yes. And if you want to go back into the replays, I highly recommend it because that show with Gary was brilliant and he is the founder. But just a quick little synopsis, Access Consciousness is a set of very dynamic, pragmatic, and easy to use tools that are about changing the energy. Our point of view is that we want to empower you to know what you know. It's not about what I know. It's not about what Jennifer knows. It's about what you know for you. And so looking at this as an internal guideline or a pathway so that you can actually make choices that are going to work for you, you have a knowing or a sense of ease with what you choose in your life. And you also get to do the really cool, fun things that you always wish that your life could be and have a life that is not only fun and enjoyable, but can be a contribution to the world. And it doesn't have to be difficult. So the tools of Access Consciousness are wide and varying. Some of them include hands-on body work, like the bars, which is like a big defragging system for your brain. If you have a brain like mine that keeps going round and round in circles or you think too much. And then we also have different tools that are verbal processing that are mainly based on things like asking questions, creating a different perspective for yourself, clearing and changing the energy behind something, because our point of view is that what you create energetically is what shows up in your life.
I think that's so important. And what I loved when I got the press release for this idea for the show is why millennials should stop worrying about what everyone else is saying and get on with creating amazing lives for themselves. But what I really must say I love about that, Rebecca, is it's not just millennials. I think that adage is something that you could talk to any generation. We have all these excuses why we can't have it all, why we can't have the corner office, our own corporation, why we can't have a job and a family. Tell our listeners a little bit about how can we have it all? How can we begin to break through those barriers regardless of whatever generation we come from?
So it so starts with what we've been taught. You know, we're taught to have a very binary perspective in terms of choice. I can have this choice or I can have this choice. And maybe you can have three choices, but that is a lot of choices. So instead, what we first like to do is to break through the paradigm of that there's only two or maximum three choices. Because, I mean, if you look at this day and age, our reality is we have so many choices available, more choice than ever before in history. So first, we have to break through the old-fashioned paradigm that I only have a few choices available and start to ask questions like, what else is available to me that is not available to anyone else? What is it that I would like to choose if I had no restrictions, if I had nothing already set in stone? Because by asking these kinds of questions, what you're doing is you're starting to see that you do have much more available than you think you do. And our problem is not normally that we have less than we think we do, but that we have more than we think we do, and we just don't know it. So if we start to have a conversation with ourselves, start to explore our options. What do you already have up your sleeve that you didn't even know was possible? And then from there, it doesn't matter if you choose them or not, but you know that those choices are there. And once you make that flick of change in perspective, like, you know, you think you only have three channels on the TV, but actually you have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and YouTube and Disney Plus and everything else, then you start to realize it's actually just your choice. And then Absolutely. We get to what I think is the exciting stage, which is when we actually start to choose things that are really fun for us.
So I love what you're talking about, because I think you're even touching on what we're not saying, which is kind of what physicists are saying, which is the not what they could be saying, but what they are saying is the quantum realm of infinite possibilities. And I think one mm-hmm. thing, Rebecca, that could be very helpful for anybody tuning in out there is to perhaps give people a context or an example. Can you give a story or an example of your life or maybe one of your clients' lives where they were faced with this kind of one, two, or three options and were able to expand it to the unlimited possibilities we're talking about?
Sure. I can actually give a work story here. So I've been working with Simone Millicis and the Joy of Business project and Access Consciousness for a very long time. And in my very first meeting, we had a conversation that was going. We had a brand new question from Gary Douglas, which was, what possibilities are available that we've not yet instituted? Now, just as a side note, I continue to use this question every single day of my working career because it keeps expanding. But I will tell you how it did that in a minute. So if you picture this, I'm brand new. We've got all these amazing people on this team. Simone's asking this question from Gary, what possibilities are available that are not yet that we have not yet instituted? And I'm going, well, I'm new. I have no clue what we have and haven't done. I don't think I have anything to contribute to this meeting. And so I can't sit still. So I was like, all right, so what can I do? Okay, I'll check my email. Great. On your computer, makes you look like you're working, that you're looking busy. But I kept having this question just echo in my mind. Like I could not shut this question off. And as I was going through my emails, I went, oh, this would be a good PR thing for Joy of Business. Oh, I wonder if we've thought about writing articles about this. Oh, I wonder about this. And not even having a second thought, I just wrote all that down and continued feeling shitty about not being able to contribute to this meeting. And now you're obviously a lot smarter than me if you're laughing about this, because at the time I had no idea what I was doing. But Simone asked me afterwards, hey, how did you find that meeting? And I said, well, I didn't really have anything to contribute, but I found this and this and this and this and this. Do you think we could do that for Joy of Business? And she looked at me and she smiled and she said, Rebecca, are those possibilities that we have not yet instituted? And I went, oh, yes, you're right. And so what I found was that when you're starting to ask these questions and open up the perspective, you will not feel anything. You won't feel like you've hit jackpot. You won't feel like you've been suddenly inspired or had an aha moment, because they sneak up on you. A change in perspective, a change in point of view, asking different questions, having different possibilities show up, feel like there's this big fanfare, because they just sneak into your world and into your awareness. And they feel like they've been there all along. And so if you're just starting to explore having a different perspective, asking questions, using some of these access consciousness tools, I just want to give you a secret that it's not going to feel like anything because I was expecting these big ideas and they weren't there, but there were so many tiny little things that ended up making a huge difference in what we ended up choosing with Joy of Business.
No,
so that's my real life example.
What a great story. It's so apropos for this topic, because I think in business, we've all been in that meeting and we've all thought, oh, I have nothing to contribute. And what I love that you did, though, that I think bears mentioning, Rebecca, is that you stayed open. You stayed open. You kind of went down, and you're like, okay, well, I can't really contribute, but I'll try to do what little work I can, and maybe I'll take some notes. And I think it's that capacity to remain open, even when we feel stuck and when we feel like we're worthless and not valuable and not able to contribute something. It's that capacity to stay open that gives us access to inspiration, new possibilities. And I love the word that you use there. And I'm curious if it's an access consciousness specific word, is wonder. I've heard that word come up a lot lately in a lot of the personal development work, is when we begin to wonder, I wonder what it would be like. I wonder if we did this with joy. I wonder if we did that. Then when you begin to wonder, you can start to give your brain access to new neuron pathways and things you've never thought of before, and move out of and shift out of those old paradigms that have kept you stuck.
Yes. And this is where the magic happens, when you're wondering. And in access consciousness, we use sometimes simple language and sometimes fancy language. In this case, we just use questions, like questioning, being in question is the same thing as wondering. Wondering is a little bit more glamorous, I would say. it's the fancier version. I'm kidding, but I'm also not. But it's really looking at, asking every single question you ask, if it doesn't have an answer on the end, is something that is going to give you a different perspective. Is it something that is going to open you up for more? And, as we were talking just before, with everything that's going on in the world right now, I personally have cabin fever, which means that I can't leave New Zealand right now. That, if you're from overseas and you haven't been to New Zealand, or you have and you love it, you're like, what's the problem? It's beautiful. But my life is very much normally filled with travel. And so I'm going, I'm stuck in one place. And I'm not. So here's what I'm doing, though, is I'm not going, oh, my gosh, it's the end of the world. I'm stuck in New Zealand. I'm going, all right, so what can I do with this? And I'm doing that thing of staying open, asking questions, wondering what possibilities I have available, because I know that if I get bored, I'm going to start getting myself in trouble and creating drama and creating trauma. And, generally making myself and my life entertaining by creating shit for myself instead of doing what I do best, which is creating and being generative and bringing new things into the world. So my focus right now is on entertaining myself by creating way more than I ever have before, so that I don't get myself in trouble.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's funny, because what is that old quote? I think idle hands are the devil's work, some old adage like that. And it is true, because when we have spaciousness in our life, we're so accustomed to filling our life up with something. And if we're not actively, proactively choosing what we want to fill our life up with, loved ones, reflection, more time for expansion, more time for creativity, then to your point, crap is just going, we're going to have a lot of,
absolutely.
We're just going to wind up with a lot of crap in our living room, literally and figuratively, because we're just sitting here and feeling sorry for ourselves. And I love what you just said about inventing something new. I was brainstorming with my sister today, and she's the creative one in the family. And it's been driving me crazy. And it's funny, because I can see that I've been judging the world. You get on Facebook and you see 100 posts about CV this, CV that. And I'm calling it CV because I don't even want to give attention to the thing itself. I'd rather focus on our
great
wholeness.
Idea.
And so I said to my sister, I said, Erica, we got to do something. We have to, let's shift the perspective. And so she and I started brainstorming, and my sister had the cutest idea, and she's an animal trainer. She said, Jenny, people need something else because they're afraid right now. So you need to give people something else to kind of hang on to. And so she said, why don't you ask people on Facebook, say, you know what, I need a little happiness. Why don't you ask people to share a recent thing in their camera roll or online that made them happy? And it was so cute. One of the things that came out of it, Rebecca, I have to share this because I was so blown away. Somebody posted a video of herself wearing a dog cone, and she called it the Corona cone. It is epic. I'm like, I told her to post it on her Facebook normal page so I can share it, but she called it the Corona cone. So you have this adult middle-aged woman who who has this dog cone around her head. It's like, look, I can't touch my face and I've lost 3 pounds. And I was just like laying around giggling. But that's the great thing. When you have time, you can also, you can create or you can destroy with time. That's what makes it so amazing.
I love that. And, you know, it's just one of those things if we treat things so seriously. And yes, there are some situations that need to be treated seriously, but that doesn't mean we have to treat ourselves seriously. And I know that I can fall into that. I can become very cynical. I can treat myself like I'm, you know, everything I do matters to the entire world. And then it gets to a point where I'm like, really, Rebecca? Really? Is everything that you be and do and say really that important right now? Or could you just lighten up a little, please, for the love of God? And it's a conversation that I have with myself, but I indulge in it then. And I'm like, all right, cool. Be a drama queen. Be the biggest cynic in the world. The world is ending, Rebecca. Your entire life is over. And then I'm like, okay, I'm bored of that. And it gets me back into the space of creation because I know at some point I will hit my threshold for pathetic. Yeah, and I will get over myself.
I love that. And I think that's great advice to anybody is whether we're talking about a boss that you might have, maybe it's that jerk who keeps passing you up for a promotion or the business partner who keeps making mistake after mistake. We love to cling to the drama of our stories. Oh, let me tell you about what happened, Rebecca. It's so not fair. And unfortunately, in society, the things that get the most likes are the things where we are pitying or victimizing one another, which is terrible. I mean, it's one of the worst emotions you could give to a person is pity or victimization. Mm. We can absolutely empathize. Like my sister brought up a great point today of one of her friends who said, well, Jenny, what would you have me tell my friend who has this CV thing? And I said, I would absolutely offer her all the love and support in the world. And I would say, you know what? What do you need? How can we come together to support you? But there's a difference between pity, sympathy, and empathy, and compassion. And I think what the world needs right now is limitless compassion for one another. And like you just said, giving ourselves permission to sometimes dive into the muck and get dirty. You know what? I'm feeling sorry for myself in this moment. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be a drama queen and I'm going to get stuck in my story, but then allowing it to pass just kind of like a wave. And then another wave comes in and that could be a creative wave or an inspired wave. And they're just waves that are going to come and go in our lives without trying to exactly. clean them and ride them when they're already on the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you know, and that's about being kind to yourself as well, not judging yourself for whatever you're going through in this moment, whether it's exuberant joy that no one else is feeling at the moment apart from you, or it's feeling like, you know, you don't see a future for yourself where you don't know how to keep going on and just needing to have a minute and stand still and be there. Like, whatever that is, whether you need a day, an hour, a minute, a sob session to binge watch on Netflix. Like, what if you actually gave yourself some kindness and let yourself be? I mean, we bug ourselves, judge ourselves, adjust ourselves, change, you know, all of these different things that we modulate on a day-to-day basis. Like, what if we just gave ourselves a break? Don't we just need a break and a glass of wine sometimes? I know I do.
Totally. And for me, it's ice cream. My inner child keeps complaining to me, when are we going to go for ice cream? We've been locked in this
apartment
for 3 days. And I'm like, sweetheart, we're going to go out for ice cream soon. But right now we're on lockdown. She's like, I'm tired of this, you know, but you have to honor yourself and just have fun with it and realize that there's an inner child in all of us just yearning to be fed ice cream or a glass of wine. Well, my inner teenager, maybe, but, you know, we all just want to be self-expressed and be heard rather than suppressing ourselves and making ourselves or the people around us wrong, because it just creates a lack of harmony. And I think that's what the world needs right now is unity. But we can't, I was meditating on this actually last week. And what came to me, Rebecca, was we can't find wholeness in the world until we first see ourselves as whole. And every time I'm just speaking for myself, look externally and I say, oh, people shouldn't be discussing CV. They should be positive. I just placed a judgment on the world. That's just my opinion. And what if I could accept and embrace that people are just riding their waves out there without needing to judge it or fix it? And that was the big breakthrough I got out of talking to my sister this morning.
I love that. And, you know, it's a bit of a journey for each of us personally to look at, you know, giving up what you think the everyone else should be and do. It's not easy at all. It's a huge ask, but it's one of the things that will create the most ease in your life is giving up expectation of other people and letting them be. I mean, we've all had a friend that is a little too needy, or maybe it's a workmate, you know, someone that is on your case all the time, just for what seems like no reason, but they are looking for something to feed themselves energetically. And it's like, if we have that expectation of the world, imagine what that is creating in our life. So if you look at, you know, all right, what if I just let the world be what it's going to be, and just looked at, what do I desire? What do I know? And what do I need for me that would make me the kind of person that I wish to be in the world? And whether that is the self-validation or acknowledgement of something that you know is a capacity for you that no one else can see, or it is that you need that ice cream, you need that binge watch on Netflix, or that glass of wine, or that you actually need to change something in your life for it to truly work for you. But you actually focus on those, and then your outward contribution to the world is a completely different reflection.
I agree. And what I love and what I want to kind of turn back to that you just said, Rebecca, is that maybe you might need to make a change in your life. And I think that this is kind of the inquiry that I'm personally taking out of this experience, is we all have a lot of time for self-reflection, you know, even if it means just not driving the 5 or 10 or 20 minutes to your office, wherever that might be, we all have an extra 20, 30, 40 minutes, maybe even a couple hours in our day that we didn't have before. And it's a fun game to kind of play of what miracle could I have in my life by shifting something that's been stopping me. You've now been given the gift of time, which is one of the greatest gifts that any of us could ever be bestowed. And I remember one of my teachers many years ago said, if you want to create a miracle, look for the obstacles in your life. And the bigger the obstacle, the greater the mountain that you're going to have to climb, the greater the miracle on the other side. And so one thing I would invite everybody to consider, whether we're talking about what's going on right now in this moment in the world with health consciousness, or if we're talking about in your job or in your family or in your personal relationships, what would it look like to climb that proverbial mountain, to approach that thing, that person, that situation from a place of love consciousness, and to look at what could I change in myself? Because truth be told, Rebecca, look outside and point the finger all day long, but the only thing from now until the day we die that we have control over is ourselves. And what better time than now to transform something about ourselves and give ourselves access to that miracle we've been denying ourselves our whole lives?
I love that. And I would also just like to invite everyone that, yes, that change may look really daunting, but our perspective on ourselves is so screwed most of the time. It's so skewed on the side, and we think things are bigger than they actually are, or they're smaller than they actually are. And I would like to invite you to, you know what, like, jump in, start, and see if it's bigger than you thought it was, and go, okay, I've got myself in the deep end, let's start swimming. Or, oh, really? Was that it? It was that easy to change? Okay, awesome, cool. What else can I change? Because, you know, it never looks the way that you think it's going to. That's one of the things that Dane here, the co-founder of Access Consciousness, says that I remind myself every day. And it's also amazing that once you get stuck in and you demand, like, you know what? No matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, I'm not giving up. I am changing this. I'm choosing something different. I'm demanding to myself that this is what I desire, and going for it. And you find, like, wow, it really can be that easy. Now, some things, yes, they can be uncomfortable. They can be hard. They can be some of those things that you're like, really, why did I start this? But you're in too deep now. And it is going to be something that you know is going to pay off, but it's just about being willing to be vulnerable and get stuck in, because you're right, we do have the time.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And so I would love it, if you wouldn't mind, Rebecca, are there any other questions? I know I've heard so many wonderful questions from Gary and from others from Access Consciousness, that every time I hear them, I think it's either worth revisiting the same questions or just even hearing them again or in a new way, because these questions give us access literally to our consciousness. That's the name of the company.
Absolutely. So the first one that I've been asking right now is, what's right about this I'm not getting? And so, you know, if you've got things that are a shitty situation that's coming up, if you're, you know, if you're working from home or you're stuck with your family, some of us have great families, some of us have families that you're stuck with. I get it. But what's right about this I'm not getting can be a huge contribution either way. And what that question is doing is, you may, again, you know, those questions, those awarenesses, those possibilities, they sneak up on you. So they may not be there straight away, but they will infuse into your life the more that you ask the question. I've also been asking, okay, you know, I've got all the space available, so what would I truly like to create? Actually, I've got a question from Gary that he said, if I can find it on my phone, the other day, specifically about the situation that's going on right now, that I absolutely adored. It was just so relevant. So
Yeah, please look it up. Brand new breaking news
kind of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that you're playing my game of not calling the thing, and that we're going to reframe the thing. I have people in one camp who say that we just need to neutralize the CV word. And then I have people in another camp who say, no, let's eradicate it. There are things out there like Ebola and flus and other things that still kill people. And the only reason that we're not afraid of them right now is because we're not talking about them. So what would it take for us to not talk about this or to shift how we speak about it?
And I'm also a big fan of having a conversation that works not only for now, but for the future as well. Like, because, you know, this energy that is behind this current world situation, it's not new. We've been here before. We've had different conversations like this before. So for me, like, I'm always, I know that this is not new, but yet it's relevant today. And so it's looking at, you know, what can we contribute to you so you can have more ease today? You can see a future beyond this. To me, that's been one of the things that I have personally found a little bit scary, but I've been able, using these tools, to move beyond, is not being able to see the future anymore, not being able to make plans. That personally has been, you know, as an event planner at heart, that is terrifying. What's happening? What do I do? So I've been, you know, I've been really looking at, okay, what can I do different? And so, you know, I was actually planning to come to New York and do what's called a weekend of wealth. But so instead I've been going, you know what, everyone's stuck at home right now, but there's no reason you can't still have that sense of creating wealth and creating your life in a different way. So I'm actually looking at moving it online. And, you know, what better thing to infuse a sense of wealth and possibilities into your very own home? So taking a completely new direction, but it's very exciting and it's making me very creative. So this question from Gary is, what world would you like to create that you are not creating? And so,
can you say that again?
To me,
I want to hear that one more time.
Yes, what world would you like to create that you are not creating? Just let that one sink in. I highly recommend you keep asking that question and, you know, see what shows up. Maybe it is a different perspective. Maybe it's a change of track in your career, or maybe it's just adding something else to your life. I'm a huge fan of continuing to add to your life and your living. You know, the average millionaire has 6 to 7 income streams. So if you've got 1 or 2 going right now, like, what else would you like to create and add to your life so that you are making those targets of what you would like to create financially?
I think that is so beautiful, Rebecca. Thank you. And I love both of those questions. What's right about this that I'm not getting? And what world would I like to create that I'm not currently creating? So those are beautiful. Are there any other takeaways or anything I didn't get a chance to ask you about today that you'd love our listeners to walk away from today's show with?
You know, I know we didn't really get touched into our topic at all, but I really don't mind that much.
We went left.
But I would just like to go back to, you know, the very first part of that whole target conversation was stop worrying and start creating. And so it's like we worry so much about everything and it doesn't really create that much. I mean, it's the old adage of if you could think your way out of something, wouldn't you have done so already? Like if you could worry your way out of a situation, wouldn't that have worked already? So it's like, all right, you know, let's take our drama queen crowns off for a minute, rest that head. And what if we actually just started creating what we know we desire, which is deep down the things that truly light us up and give us the greatest joy, because we do have that choice if we're willing to look for it. And I so would desire for that to be anyone's reality that is looking for this, that has managed to stick through this whole very different random conversation. If you're still listening, then you know maybe there is something in here for that different perspective for creating that life that you really know that you want to have, because you can do it.
I totally agree, Rebecca. And that's a fun thing about this show is that, yes, you know, we get these great, wonderful, sizzly press releases like your publicist sent. And then sometimes, you know, the energy of the day just calls forth something different and we get to just surrender to it and be like, okay, this is apparently the direction the show is going to go given the energy of the universe right now. So we just got to kind of let it go. But it was brilliant. I think
fly with it.
Yeah. And I think there was a lot of great takeaways that, you know, whether we're talking about the situation that is going on right now globally with our health, how we do one thing is how we do anything. So our response to this is exactly the same as our response to our partner in life, to our friends, to our businesses we're involved with. And so I think that there's a lesson in looking at it from a holistic point of view. And I think that's what everybody can take away from today's show. And I do want, Rebecca, I would love for you to tell our listeners, where can we find information about you? If people want to, you know, find out more about you or Access Consciousness, where would they go to do so?
Yeah, so you can go to RebeccaHulse.com and I've got a whole bunch of things there. If you are worried financially right now, I have 11 different ways that you can create money as a free thing on my website. So that's something that I would love to contribute to you guys if you'd like to have more ease financially, especially if you're working from home right now. But also you have my contact information there. If you want to reach out to me personally, I am available and I would love to hear from you guys. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rebecca. And we'll be sure to put all of Rebecca's information in the show notes, as well as information about Access Consciousness in case people are interested in checking that out. And speaking of things that are uncomfortable and that we're creating in the world right now, I think on last week's show, we had Amanda Masters, founder of Awake TV Network, on the show. And in the last week, since we did the global meditation last Monday at noon Pacific time with Deepak Chopra, Kabbalah Center, Unplug, many different leaders and different groups that came together, there has been a calling for all of us to continue this over the course of the next year. So I'm very excited to share that on awaketvnetwork.live, beginning next Monday, the 23rd, at 12 p.m. Pacific time for 52 weeks straight, we are going to have 30-minute experiences, including consciousness connections and a meditation, so that we can all come together globally around the planet and heal ourselves and bring happiness and joy and wholeness to the world and to ourselves. So we have a lot of wonderful leaders, including Deepak Chopra and the HeartMath Institute and the Kabbalah Center, Susie Lula, and many others who will be joining us. And so we'll have more information for you about that. And then this week, I actually have Sister Jenna on my Awake TV Network show that airs every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific called Metaphysics. So do chat out on awaketvnetwork.live. And if you missed any portion of today's show on LA Talk Radio, you can go to the LA Talk Radio website and click on the Get Yourself the Job page. Shortly after the show, you'll find a link to this show and all of our prior archives, including Gary's show and many other amazing Access Consciousness practitioners who have been on the show over the last 4 years. So you'll be able to find that at the bottom of the page in the archives. Additionally, you can also find any of our prior episodes on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. And please leave us any feedback, comments. Today, I also, on our Get Yourself the Job page on Facebook, which we invite you to check out, I share a lot of articles and press releases I get there as well. And today, there was a great article that somebody had sent to me from Flex Jobs about how to work from home in today's climate if you have children and how you can learn to create a win-win with that. So I invite you to check out that and many of the other articles we've shared, and wishing everybody health, wholeness, and wellness around the world. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.